Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show. My name is Ali West. I'm your host, and this is episode number 41. I welcome each and every one of you to the show. Super grateful to have you on board. Whether you are a brand new listener, this is your first time here, or if you are a returning or regular listener, then welcome back. Before we get going with today's show, I have an exciting announcement for you all and a celebration. The Kinetic Fitness Show podcast is officially 1 year old. It's our birthday. It's our birthday. Yes, we made it a year. I can't believe it. Never thought that this would happen, but we've made it to a year old. I could not have done it without each and every one of you listening in. I have now had thousands upon thousands of downloads. Again, I didn't know when I first started the podcast if that was going to be possible. And also, I have listeners all over the world, in America, in Europe, in Africa, in Australia, in Asia. It's truly amazing to know that my podcast is getting listened to all over the world. The vast majority of my listeners actually at the moment are in the States. 51% of my listeners are in the US. So shout out to everyone in the US. Thanks for your support, but thanks to everyone. No matter where you are on this planet, thanks for listening in. But I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep moving forward and keep bringing you great information, great topics, great guests, and helping inspire you to live that longer, healthier, happier, and more joyful life. However, we can help more people. We can touch more lives, and we can do that together. There's three ways that we can help more people, and you can help me personally. The first way is for you, yes, you listening, to like, follow, and subscribe to this podcast. Simple, simple, simple. It takes you 2 seconds. Just click that subscribe button and you will be updated with all of my podcasts. Second way that we can help more people and you can help me is by leaving a review on iTunes or Google or whatever platform that you're listening to this on. If it allows you to leave a review, please, please, please do leave me a review. You don't have to write paragraph upon paragraph, just a quick review. Let me know how you're finding the podcast, and that will help me to grow and help us to touch more people and help more people. Third and final way, and this is probably the best way, is to just tell somebody about this podcast. You can do that by taking a screenshot and sharing it on your favorite social media platform, or simply just telling people, have you listened to the Kinetic Fitness Show? Have you listened to Ali? He shares some great information about health and well-being. I highly suggest you go and listen to it. That is enough. Just spreading that awareness will help. So tell a friend, tell a family, tell a colleague, tell a loved one. And we can all grow and help as many people together. That's enough about that. Let's move on to today's episode, episode number 41. And at the end of this podcast as well, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the half century episode, because we're edging closer to 50 episodes, which is going to be amazing as well. That's a big milestone, but I will touch on that at the end of this show. So make sure you listen all the way to the end. Right, today's episode, episode 41. I've been wanting to do this topic, subject matter, for quite a while now, and I've finally gotten around to it. I want to talk to you today about relationships and how relationships can affect your overall health and well-being on all fronts, not just mind, but also the body and the spirit as well. Because I think when we talk about relationships and we look at relationships in relation to wellness or well-being, we always kind of think about and consider the mind aspect and how those psychological issues can crop up if we have positive or negative relationships with people. But I want to touch on all facets, on all areas of health and well-being, because you guys that listen to me regularly will know that I'm not just about the body or not just about the mind. It's the whole package: mind, body, and spirit. And when we are healthy and well in all three of those areas, then we're going to be the ultimate person. We're going to be optimally well, and we're going to be like Superman. Yes, love it. Yeah, so we're going to dive deep on relationships today. Let's do it. Episode number 41, all about relationships and how they can improve and help your wellness and well-being. Hope you enjoy this one, guys. Let's get stuck in. I thought a poignant way to start this relationship podcast episode would be with the actual definition of relationship. I'm going to give you two, and I'm going to read them out twice so they stick in your head and you've got clarity on relationship or relationships. A relationship is the way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. The second definition that's in the dictionary here is the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave towards each other. Let me read them both again. First one is the way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected. And the second is the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave towards each other. That's the definition or two definitions of relationship. There's a few bits that I want to point out on both of those definitions. But before I do that, let me tell you how this podcast episode is going to pan out. I'm going to split it into three sections. I'm going to talk about all those areas that we always speak about and that I'm passionate about in relation to health and well-being, which are mind, body, and spirit. So there's going to have three sections to this. The first area we're going to discuss is mind and how having good, positive relationships can affect the mind. But we will also touch on how negative relationships can affect the mind as well. Then we're going to talk about the body and how the relationships affect the body. And then finally, about how relationships affect the spirit. On those two quotes then, there's kind of two or three bits that really stuck out to me. And I hope they did to you as well. The first one was two or more people, and that's in both definitions, two or more people. Relationships is not just about one person. Yes, you can have a relationship with yourself, and it is super, super important that you have a positive relationship with yourself. And that's a whole other podcast as well. But today I want to focus on two or more people. I want to talk about the relationships that you have with others. And the second bit that stuck out for me, and the first quote was connected, the connectedness. And this is a really, really important part. And on that second quote was how groups or people regard and behave towards each other. So it's about this connectedness, it's about being connected, but it's also about our behavioral patterns and how we regard others. Really, really important. These are all really, really important points of those definitions. Firstly, then, the mind. How relationships affect the mind. This is the area that I think most of you will be most familiar with, because this is what we talk about. When we talk about health and wellness and health and well-being and relationships, we always think about mind and psychological and mental health areas, or maybe even issues. Let's talk about that connectedness part. Being connected is amazing. We live in a more connected world now than we ever have done in any point in history. Because of technology, because of things like social media, because of podcasts, we are all super connected. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast episode, this podcast, my podcast, gets listened to all over the world. So I'm connected and I'm being connected with people the other side of the world, top, bottom, left, right, center, all over. We are more connected than ever. However, here is the flip side to that. Things, mental health issues like depression, anxiety, PTSD, stress, and worst of all, suicide rates, the stats show this, that they're not actually getting better. In fact, all of those areas that I've just mentioned are getting worse. So we're more connected than ever, but mental health problems are worse than they've ever been. We can put that down to many, many things. We can put it down to social media. We can put it down to the economy. There's so many different things, but let's talk about it in relation to relationships. It's important, and it's massively important, that you have deep positive connections with others for your own mind and for your own mental health in the real world and not just online or on social media. It's all good and well being connected, but if you're not connected when me and you are just talking, or when you're talking with somebody that you're building or have a relationship with, and that's not a positive connection, you're going to have issues and you're going to have problems. They may be small, they may be big. They may start small and turn out to be big problems. Work on positive connections. That's the first thing that I want to talk about. Having a positive relationship with another person, it increases your self-esteem, that positive self-esteem, that positivity and that confidence you have within your own self. And when we have a positive relationship with another person or a group of people, we also have an absence of these mental health issues. This has been proven by various studies. There's one I'm going to mention further on in this podcast that I highly suggest you check out, which is about happiness, but we're going to touch on that more in the spirit section of this podcast. But there is studies to say that there will be an absence of these mental health issues that I've just mentioned, depression, anxiety, suicide, etc. These negative mental issues, there is an absence of them when we have positive, meaningful, deep relationships with other people. You will also have that increase in positive mindset. And I'm sure you've experienced this. Whether it's with a partner or a colleague or a group of colleagues or a group of friends, when it's a positive relationship, when everything's good, when the vibe's good and the vibe's positive, your own mindset is positive. You're thinking positive, you're thinking clearly, and everything's good, everything's awesome because you have almost absorbed that positive energy from the rest of the group or from that other person that you've got a positive relationship with. Having a positive mindset is massive, but we can maybe have a negative mindset and maybe be a bit more of a downbeat person, but be uplifted and increase that positivity by the relationship that we have with another person or a group of other people. Does that make sense? Maybe you're not the most positive person in the world, but you can be uplifted and brought up by others and by the relationship that you have with others. So that connectedness that we talked about in the definition is really, really important. And the level and the deepness of that connection is really, really important as well. That affects our mindset and the positivity that we have in our life. The other great thing about having positive relationships with people and having strong relationships with people is that it increases your drive. You have more determination to do things when you have positive relationships. We've all been in that environment, maybe at work or maybe with a group of friends, where there's one person that's bringing the vibe down. They're a bit maybe more negative, and you're just like, do you know what? I don't want to go to work today and be around that person. Or I like most of those guys that I'm going out for a drink with, but that person, I'm not really feeling them. They're not really on my wavelength. And you're not as driven to go and do that task or go into work or go and have a social experience with your friends because of one person bringing down the vibe. Drive, determination can be improved by having a positive relationship with one or more persons or people. I think that's all I wanted to touch on the mind aspect of it. Actually, I've missed one thing. There have been many, many studies done now on this area of how relationships affect mental health, affect the mind. I want to point out a few interesting things about this. The first one is everything that I've just mentioned. When we have positive, we have great relationships with not just our significant other, but groups of people as well. All those things that I've just mentioned are improved. All the good aspects of mental health are improved, and there is an absence of these mental health issues. The second thing is that loneliness and having an absence of good relationships and being around others and socializing has an increase in all these mental health issues. There's more chance of depression, anxiety, suicide, all of those things that I mentioned before, when somebody is on their own and someone doesn't have strong relationships. Here's a little flip side. Here's an interesting thing though, in the middle. It's also detrimental to be in a negative relationship or have negative relationships. There's also a direct correlation that if someone's in a negative relationship, that they have an increase of these mental health issues. Interesting, right? So if we've got a positive relationship with somebody or a group of people, the good stuff's going to happen or is more likely to happen. And if we have a negative relationship with somebody or people, or we're on our own, then our chances of mental health issues increase and our life technically is going to be worse. So this is really, really important. It's a massive area. Having strong relationships has a direct impact on your mental health. That's all I wanted to mention on the mind area of it. Let's move on to the body. This is deep. You might be thinking, how can a relationship affect my body? Let me tell you now. It can affect all areas. The first one I want to talk about is stress. And again, this can have a crossover with mind and with spirit as well. But I want to focus on stress in the body area. When we have stress, we build up a stress hormone called cortisol. You would have heard me talk about it on previous podcasts and heard about guests talk about it as well. Cortisol, stress hormone, not great. Stress, as we know, can be a killer. Stress is also bad for our body in general. It reduces our immune system. It can help us store more body fat. Help, is that the right word? It can increase our body fat storage, basically. So lots of detrimental effects of cortisol and stress. Having bad relationships, having negative relationships can increase stress. We know this. Even if you're in a good relationship and you've had a fallout with your partner, or if you have a good working environment but you have an argument with a work colleague, or you're with a group of friends and something just goes a bit off, you know your stress levels can be increased. You'd be like, I've really had it with that person today, or, oh God, I was having a good night until he said that. Do you know what I mean? It can really affect your stress levels. Relationships have a direct impact on stress. In turn with that, let's move on to another area of the body that I want to talk about. Blood pressure. High blood pressure is a huge problem. It's a massive problem here in the UK, as well as a lot of the rest of the Western world, but other areas of the world as well. There's so many people suffering with high blood pressure and a bad relationship, not having a positive relationship, not having a strong, deep, connected relationship can increase blood pressure. And we all know the detrimental effects of high blood pressure. Moving on, let's talk about weight. A lot of people have a negative body image and they also experience weight gain or weight issues because of the relationships that they have with other people. On another matter, their relationship that they have in general with food and with eating, that's still a relationship. But sometimes that's brought about by the relationship that they're in or the relationship that they have with others. Let me give you an example. If you're in a relationship with someone, maybe you are feeling slightly overweight, but that person always says that you look fat or you don't look right in some clothing. How's that going to make you feel? How's that going to affect your mind but your body? Your mind's going to be affected. You're going to have stress. You're going to have a negative image of yourself. And then also, it's going to affect the body because you'd be like, oh, you might go one way. You might go extreme and not eat and have eating issues or eating disorders, or you might think, oh, I'm going to just eat more and just like piss him off even more, or piss her off even more. Or that person might say that you look okay, and they might not want to tell you the truth and lie to you a little bit, just because they think if they're honest with you, it'll have a detrimental effect. Everyone's wired up in different ways, but it can affect you. So that direct relationship that you have, or relationships that you have, can affect weight, can affect the body image, can affect eating habits. And finally, the last bit I want to touch about on body is activity levels. Positive relationships, positive vibes, you feel more encouraged, more active, more able to do exercise and go to the gym, keep active, do outdoorsy type things. Again, if we're in that negative relationship, we have negative relationships with others, our activity levels can decrease. And then again, that leads on to all those nasty things: obesity, gaining weight, health issues. Relationships, just as they do with the mind, they have a direct correlation and direct impact on our body. And I could go on and on about all of these areas, but I just want to touch on them and hit them real quick. Let's finalize then with spirit, and then I'm going to give you some tips on how you can improve relationships, how you can make more positive and meaningful relationships at the end of this, and I'm going to talk about that study that I wanted to mention at the end as well. I'm going to put all the notes in the description and the show notes as well. Spirit then. Studies have shown that people that have positive, meaningful relationships have a higher sense of purpose. They're more likely to have a vision for their future self, and they set life goals. Higher purpose, vision, life goals from having positive, meaningful, connected relationships. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, particularly the one I've talked about purpose, how to find your purpose, I've spoken about vision, I've spoken about goal setting before, and how powerful these things are. Those three things there alone, purpose, vision and goals, have changed my life, have got me to where I am now, and will continue to get me to where I want to be. They are massive, massive things, and they're things and they're areas that a lot of people are missing and that are lacking in their life. I think I've mentioned this before, but whether it's true or not, but I've read numerous times that apparently only 6% of people on this earth write their goals down. They may set goals, they may say them out loud, but only 6% apparently write them down. That's just, to me, that is mind-boggling. It's crazy. If we have good relationships, all of these areas can get improved and we can live a better life. If we've got purpose, if we've got vision, if we're setting goals, we are going to live a better life. That is a fact. Speak to any successful person, doesn't matter how you define success. Speak to anyone that is successful and they believe that they are successful. They will, I'd say, a high percentage of them will say that purpose, vision and goals are a paramount part of their life. The other thing that studies have shown is joy and happiness. What is the purpose of this podcast? What is my purpose? To help you and inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happier and more joyful life. Happier and more joyful. If you've got good relationships with people, positive, great relationships, you're going to be more joyful and you're going to be more happier. You know that, but I'm just reiterating it, realigning it, making you more aware of it. You know when you've got good people around you and positive things are happening with those around you, you're happier, you're more joyful. You want to go into work because you've got a good working environment. You want to go and socialize with your friends because you vibe with them and they make you happy and they make you joyful. You want to be with your wife or husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever the case may be, because they make you happy and they make you joyful and you've got a positive relationship. If you've not, get out of it, man. It's only going to bring you down. Release yourself from that. And we will talk about, just when I wrap this podcast up, we'll talk about the longest study on happiness and what that showed. The final thing in relation to spirit that having good positive relationships can help you with is this. something that you might lose sight of and you might forget about. Have you ever had a moment in time, whether that's with a loved one or a group of friends or a team or whatever, a moment in time where you just feel as if time has stood still, or you could call it an out of body experience. You can't remember anything, you're just so in the moment and you're having such an amazing time with that person or that group of people that time stands still. Nothing else matters apart from that moment and that person or that group of people that you're with. And if you have this happen often, then God bless you, because to me, that is a joy of life, to have those moments where nothing else matters but that moment right there with that other person or with that group of people. And when you have great, connected, powerful, strong relationships, these moments will come about more often. And when they come, oh, they're so amazing. I have moments with my wife where this happens, where just time stands still and we're just there. And sometimes we're not even speaking. Sometimes it's just that connection. Going back to that word again, connection, connectedness. It's just that moment, that bond that we have, that's on a higher plane, that's on a higher level, that is spiritual. You have these moments and they're just amazing. Love at first sight is one of those moments. People say, oh, I love that person from first sight. That's one of those moments. And that's because there's an instant connection there. There's that instant relationship that you believe that it's love at first sight. You might have heard the term soulmates. Oh, they're my soulmate. He's my soulmate. She's my soulmate. And again, that's from a positive relationship. You believe and you feel and you know that they're your soulmate because of that relationship that you have with them. That's it, really. Just wanted to point out on all of those three areas, mind, body and spirit, how important relationships are, and how important, more so should I say, how important it is to have positive, strong, connected relationships for all three of those areas. As I mentioned, final bit I want to touch on is this study that was done. And you may have heard about this, you may have seen it, but there's a TED Talk by Robert Waldinger. It's had over 26, I think it's had nearly 27 million views. Crazy number of views on TED, on YouTube. Well, 27 million on TED alone, so it might have had even more on YouTube, who knows. But you can check it out. And it's entitled, What Makes a Good Life? And Lessons from the Longest Study on Happiness. And this study, believe it or not, was done over 75 years to see what makes people happy. What makes a good life? 75 year study. And I want you to watch it, but I will tell you the main point of it. But go and watch it. It's 12 minutes long, doesn't take long. I'll put a link in the description. Go and watch this. But what was the key thing to happiness? What was the key thing to making a good life? It was having positive relationships with others. Everything we've just spoken about on this podcast, that was what the study, that's what a 75-year study showed you. Not money, not success in your job or your workplace, not a fancy car, not being famous, none of that. This huge 75-year study showed that it was all about the relationships that you have with others. Massive. So there you have it. Go and check that TED Talk out. Share this with your friends and family. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hopefully it's woken you up, maybe flicked on a light bulb about relationships. And I just want to leave you with three tips of how you can improve your relationship with a partner or with others. The first one I want you to try and do is be more loving. Show more love. Not just, I don't mean love just to your friends and family and your partner. I mean love to just generally everyone that you come across. Bit more love. Be more loving. That will go a long way. Second tip is, this is difficult because I still struggle with it, is to be less judgmental. When we start judging people and making preconceived ideas, it can have a detrimental effect on our relationship with that person. So just stop the judgment a little bit. The third and final one is to be more patient. This is difficult as well because I'm not very patient. But when we're more patient and when we just take our time, breathe a little bit, we can increase and improve that connectedness and improve our relationships just by showing a bit of patience to that person or to that group of people. Take a breath, man. Pause. Think before you act. So yeah, those three things are really going to help you. That's it for today. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, leave a review, share this with your friends and family. Grab a screenshot on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Tag me in it, Ali West Fitness. And I will speak to you all again very, very soon, next week. And look out for some great guests. Final thing I want you to do is tell me who you want to see or hear on the 50th episode. Is there a particular guest you want me to bring on? Or what topic do you want me to discuss on the 50th episode? Because this is a big landmark and I want to make it the best podcast ever on that landmark episode. So hit me up. Shoot me an email. The details of that are in the description of this podcast. Or send me a direct message and I can take all of these into consideration and try and get on a big, big guest and give you what you want to hear. That's it. I've rattled on for too long. Have a great week. Keep healthy, keep strong, keep positive. Improve those relationships over the next week. And I look forward to speaking to you all again very, very soon. Until then, peace and love.